Yo, what is going on, everybody?
All my fellow space goers, we back.
It's been a long time.
Long story short, a lot of shit. I forgot about it. Didn't have the passion for it. Now, we could just call it that. So, I'm back. We're going to be doing one of these episodes. And you already know, this is a What Is episode. I'm about to talk about one of the newer animes that came out, and it's controversial, but I like it. But it's, I don't know, there was some controversy, some shit. I guess people don't like this shit, but anyways, we'll get into that. By the title of the episode, you already know what the hell I'm talking about. And if you don't, well, you're going to find out. So everybody grab that suit, grab the helmet. You better sign that waiver, because if you're done, just sign that shit and strap on, because we about to go all the way up. Oh yeah, I didn't forget. I can't wait to be doing this shit again. You just don't know. And if you're listening to this episode and you don't like anime or anything, I promise you, go back to watch my other episodes, or leave me a suggestion, like what kind of genres you like. I'll find you one, I promise you. I'm gonna have to apologize about that intro. I was a little bit too forthcoming towards the people who don't like anime and all that. But I'm just saying, you know, you always can send me a voice message here on Anchor. I have a Twitter. It's at UniverseAnime0. You could always tweet at me. And if you don't really like anime or something, give me a genre that you like. You know, or you just listen to these episodes. You know, I talk about a bunch of different animes, like this one today. It's a dark fantasy, and it's the name of it is Redo of Healer. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's just how I'm going to say it. And you already know I like to pronounce, you know, the names of the writers. And as always, I apologize if I butcher any words, because I can barely speak the English language. So, just give me my props, okay? But we're talking about Redo of Healer. It's one of the newer animes that's come out, I guess, recently. I forget when it actually came out. But, oh, never mind. What am I talking about? I could just look it up right now. Look, it's been a while, okay? Okay. So, Redo of Healer came out as a novel series in 2016 on December 29th. And it's still going. There's a light novel that's started in 2017. It's still going. 9 volumes on that shit. Then the manga was created in 2017, 8 volumes on that. And they were all written by Rui Tsukio. I butchered that. And then the anime. The anime came out January 13th of 2021. There's 7 episodes to date. And what's today's date? I don't know. February 27th, so. But yep, the anime. You should go watch that. Personally, I watch it on High Dive, which is an anime app. I wish. Or do sponsor me, High Dive, please. But anyways, if you want to go watch this, you can go on Crunchyroll. Maybe Crunchyroll. I know it's on High Dive for a fact. I'm pretty sure it's on Crunchyroll. I don't think it's on Hulu. And I don't. And well, you could go to, like, you know, Japanese TV shows. But you can get the manga. Yeah, just go get the manga. Just go buy the whole manga collection set and watch the anime, you know? But anyways, I'm rambling. But Redo of Healer was also known in Japan as Kayari for short. It's a Japanese fantasy light novel series written by Rui Tsukio and illustrated by Shio Kambu. It began serialization online in December 2016 on the user-generated novel publishing website Shosetsuka ni Naro. It was later acquired by Kadokawa Shoten, who have published 9 volumes since July of 2017 under the Kadokawa Sneaker
Bunko imprint. A manga adaptation with art by Soken Haga has been serialized online via Kadokawa Shoten's Young Ace Up website since October 2017, and it's been collected in 8 tankobon volumes. Tankobon volumes. What is that? I want to know what that is. Hold on. I'm going to look at this up. Tankobon is the Japanese term for a book that is not part of a series or corpus. In modern Japan, the term is most often used in reference to independent volumes of a single manga series. All right. Well, we just learned what that word means. Tankobon? I'm pronouncing that so wrong. But anyways, we learned what that is. And an anime television series adaptation by TNK premiered in January of 2021. And, let's just say, it's not your typical anime. So what is Redo of Healer, or Redo of Healer, or however you want to pronounce it? Well, the premise of it is there's a man named Kayaru, who is exploited and sexually abused repeatedly by others due to being a healing magician. And he notices what lies beyond just his healing magic, and he is convinced that the healing magician is the strongest class in the world. Because I think in this world, there's like heroes, and there's like the sword hero, and he's like the healer hero. And so he realized he's like abused and sexually abused by all these heroes and knights and everything. Because of his healing magic. So, and then when he realizes that his class is extremely powerful, it's too late. So he uses his healing magic on the world itself to go back 4 years into the past, deciding to redo everything and get revenge on the ones who exploited him. And, he does. So that's what it is. This guy, he's a healer magician. He gets exploited and sexually abused. And then after going through that for 4 years, he redoes the world and sends the world back 4 years into the past so he can get revenge on everybody. That shit crazy. Now, I'm not going to reveal too much because I don't really want to reveal too many spoilers. I know how he does it, but I'm not going to tell you how he does it because go watch it or go read it. You know, just saying. I don't want to give you too many spoilers. So we're going to get to the characters. You know, you're going to get some spoilers here, but I'm going to do my best and not read any spoilers. So when we get to the first character, his name is Kayaru /Kayaga. The healing hero, who blessed with the hero's insignia from the coming of age. He, however, wanted to save the world from demons, only to endure 4 years of physical, mental, and sexual abuse at the hands of his own allies, making him see how corrupt the Jiro kingdom is. In the midst of a battle, Kayaru managed to retain himself, finding the true nature of his power, and obtains an item to travel back in time and get revenge. And now we get to the second main character. We get to Flair Arigrande Jiro. I don't know how to fucking pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce that. So she is the magic hero and the first princess of the J Kingdom. Flair is the main source of Kayaru's suffering and mainly sees him as a baggage carrier and endorses the abuse. So he would be restrained to her commands. I'm just gonna tell you. I'm just gonna read what it says. You know, spoilers. Spoiler warning right here. Spoiler warning. I don't redo shit. We one take. It's just how it is, okay? I didn't want to spoil anything, but like, fucking, I'm just gonna say it. So what Flair does is she endorses him with drugs, so he would listen to her every command. Generally, she saw healing magicians as the lowest class in the magic world until Kayaru has proven otherwise and doesn't trust her with the Philosopher's Stones. In the second world, Kiyaru tortures and brainwashes her to become his companion and lover. As Freya, she is lovable, kind, and obeys Kagura's every command. So this is just how it is. In the first world, Kiyaru existed. In that world, Kiyaru took the Philosopher's Stones when he beat the Demon Lord and went back in time. He became Kiyaga after he had gotten his revenge on Flair. And I gotta straighten that up. So Kiyaru and Kiyaga, they're the same people. They're the same person, but they're two different people. Now we get to the third one, Setsuna, a female demi-human slave that Kiyaru buys and recruits into his party. Setsuna comes from the Ice Wolf clan, where is estranged from humanity and usually sold into slavery that defeats the purpose of equality in the Jiro Kingdom. As Kiyaga offers her the chance to avenge her tribe, she reveals her unspoken true name to receive empowered strength from Kiyaga. Setsuna later becomes sexually attached to Kiyaga and often competes with Freya for his affections. Oh, I'm telling you, when you're gonna hear shit, you're gonna be like, what? Sexually attached, sexually abused, mental abuse. I'm telling you, this anime, this story is crazy. It's crazy. You need to go watch it. I've only found it on High Dive, but you can find it somewhere. Now we get to Norn Clatterlisa Gioro, the second princess of the Jade Kingdom, the younger sister of Flair. Both sisters had a close relationship until Flair received a higher reputation for awakening as a magic hero, and Flair belittles Norn. Compared to her big sister, Norn runs her kingdom in a sadistic and manipulative manner and aims to drive Flair out of the throne. Following Flair's absence, Norn meant to gain aid from neighboring kingdoms by exterminating all innocent demons after her soldiers killed a demi-human waitress that Kiyaga was acquainted with. He and Freya halt her oppression, plot, and captures her. As he did with Flair, Kiyaga brainwashes Norn into thinking she is a little sister named Ellen. As Ellen, she has a brother complex and views Freya as a big sister. I didn't even get to that. That was a spoiler, dude. I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't even get to that part. What? So this man legit takes the younger sister of Flair and brainwashes her into thinking that she is Kiyaga's sister. That's crazy. That's crazy. And now we're gonna get to Kurihei? I don't know. A female knight of the Jade Kingdom renowned as a blade goddess, Kurihei owns Kiyaru her gratitude for fixing her amputated arm from the first meeting. She initially opposes Kiyaru's party, but allies with them after learning of her kingdom's atrocities. Freya pretends to be her old self to yield Kurihei to her words. Kurihei has sex with Kiyaru for her mistakes and acts as an informant for him. Her constant flirting with Kiyaru makes the other girls jealous. Wow. My man is legit out here. That shit crazy. He is legit brainwashing all of these people just to get revenge. Yo, he is psycho. Now we come to Bullet, the canon hero. Having an obsessive sexual attraction to young boys, he targets Kiyaru for rape and murder. Due to the trauma, Kiyaga wouldn't allow a single male into his party. So, Bullet was in the first world with Kiyaru. Kiyaga. He was with Kiyaru. Bullet was with Kiyaru, not Kiyaga. And he sexually abused Kiyaru and basically beat him down. And I think he might have killed him at one point and brought him back. I don't know. He fucked Kiyaru up. He fucked him up. So because of this, Kiyaga in the second world doesn't allow any males into his party. That's crazy. I didn't even know that. Now we get to Blade, the sword hero affiliated with the Jade Kingdom. She has an intense homosexual infatuation that urges her to rape ideal girls to death. In the previous world, Blade would torment and physically beat up Kiaru every night for touching Flair to beset her frustration.
Oh.
Okay, Blade. Yeah, so all of these people in this kingdom they're all fucked up. Oh, I didn't even know. What the fuck? Yeah, this anime is fucking crazy, dude. And now we're gonna get to Anna. This is the last character that I see. A villager from the same village as Kiaru, Anna provides Kiaru food and shelter since his parents' death. She encourages Kiaru to follow his belief in changing the world for the better. While Anna cares Kiaru as her kid, he acknowledges her as his first love. That's crazy. He loved her? That shit crazy, dude. Now we're gonna get to the media. We talk about it all. The media. The light novels. The series was first published online in December of 2016 on a user-generated novel publishing website Shoseku ni Naru by Rui Tsukiyo. It was later acquired by Kodokawa Shoten, who published the first volume as a light novel under the Kodokawa Sneaker Bunko imprint on July of 2017. On January of 23rd, 2021, Tsukiyo tweeted in English, claiming that one overseas publisher refused to publish the light novels in English. They said that the situation may change if overseas publishers received enough requests. Why you're not going to release the light novel? That's crazy. Tsukiyo also encouraged fans to look into the English version of the other light novel series. The world's finest assassin gets reincarnated in a different world as an aristocrat. That's a long ass title. Now we get to the manga. A manga adaptation by Silken Haga began serialization in Kodokawa Shoten's Young Ace Up website on October 24th of 2017. 8 volumes have been released as of February 10th of 2021. A spin-off manga series illustrated by Ken Nagao titled Hospitality of Healer also began serialization in Young Ace Up on January 10th of 2021. Now we get to the anime. And an anime television series adaptation was announced by Kadokawa on November 21st of 2019. The series is animated by TNK and directed by Takuya Asoka with Kazuyoki... With Kazuyoki Fudeyasu handling serial composition and Junji Goto designing the characters. The series premiered on January 13th of 2021 on Tokyo MX, KBS, ATX, and Sun, and BS11. The opening theme is Cruel Dreams in Sleep, performed by Minami Kuribashi, while the ending theme is If You Can Change the World in a Dream, performed by Akana Project. It will run for 12 episodes. There are 3 different versions of the anime: a censored broadcast version, a streaming exclusive redo version, and an uncensored complete recovery version. All of the stations airing the anime carry the broadcast version. In addition to airing the broadcast version at 11:30 p.m., JST ATX airs the complete recovery version on the same morning at series for the German-speaking regions and slated the release of the series on DVD and Blu-ray at the end of 2021. Yo, so are you saying, so they have a censored version, a broadcast version, and a complete recovery. So the broadcast version, I think, no, okay, so the broadcast version is censored, streaming exclusive redo version. I'm watching the streaming exclusive redo version over on High Dive. I want to see this complete recovery version. I want to see all of it. It's fucked up. This anime is crazy, and I don't want to see no censored shit. I want to see people get fucked up. I want to see everything. I mean, I don't really want to see the abuse. That's really fucked up. I don't want to see that. But, like, the fight scenes, I don't want to see no censorship of the fight scenes. But I don't want to see nobody get abused. That's fucked up. Nah. I think... Maybe the exclusive redo version is better. But if you like the unsavory, uncensored, and you want everything all up in your fucking face, pause on that. I'm talking about this anime, pause on that. But you, when you want to get hit, just smack that in the face with the shit. Go watch the complete recovery version. But I think it's in, it's in Asian and German speaking regions. Anyways. Alright, here we go. I found my place. Sentai Filmworks has licensed anime outside Asia and German-speaking regions. The German publisher Animoon announced to have licensed the anime series for German-speaking regions and slated release on the series on DVD and Blu-ray at the end of 2021. Children's Playground Entertainment has licensed the series in Southeast Asia and is streaming it on Bilibili. The official Twitter account inserted a content warning for the anime. That's crazy. When a Twitter account has to, I don't think I've ever seen an anime with a content warning. Like, I don't know. That's like the first one I saw where like I was like on Twitter and I saw like, hey, look, Rito Filo is controversial and some shit and people don't like it and all this other shit. And it's like, okay. And I can see why, but yeah, it's got that juicy content warning. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Initially, it was announced that Rito of Hero would get a simulcast released with German subtitles, but on January 14th, 2021, one day after the airing of the first episode, publisher Animoon announced that the simulcast would be postponed for a few days. 5 days after the announcement by Animoon, the simulcast was canceled due to streaming services' refusal to air the series due to its controversial themes. And now it gives us the episode list. So like, it just tells me all like the names. And then now we're going to get to the reception. You know what? How about we do this? I'll tell you all the names of the episodes. Fuck it. Episode 1 is called The Healer Starts Over. Episode 2 is called The Healer Ruins Prison's Flare. Episode 3 is called The Healer Buys a Slave. 4 is called The Healer Acquires Hitsuna. 5, the healer finds a new toy. 6, the healer sheds blood and tears. 7, the healer executes justice. And number 8, the healer meets the demon lord. And now we get to the reception. The light novel series has over 800,000 copies in print. Since the airing of the anime, both the light novel and the manga grew in their popularity, which led to the increase in digital sales. Hey! Hold on, dude. Hold on. I'm not continuing this episode. Hey. You know who that is. Thank you, buddy. Anyways. Several volumes of the manga also ranked in the top 10 of the Japanese Amazon manga charts. The series was panned by most of the reviewers for its recurring... revenge rape. An aspect of the light novel that gained controversy before the anime premiered. The reviewers also criticized the series for having a generic fantasy role-playing game-inspired setting, similar to other popular isekai series, and for contrived in-story justifications for its revenge plot. Well, that's how people saw it. Now I'm gonna give notes. All English titles are taken from High Dive. Thank you. Okay, shout out to High Dive. But anyways, so we get to, so what, how do I actually is rape is bad. That's definitely a thing everybody can agree with. And if you don't agree with that, then you're scum and you just get the fuck out. Anyways, but the series talks on a topic. They touch on topics I think nobody really wants to like watch, I guess. Like, no one wants to liking this anime could put you in a bad light, but I don't care. Like, you know, I know the shit's fucking bad, but like, my man's Kiyaru went through all that fucking bullshit, and now he gets a second chance at life, and he goes ahead and gets revenge. That's how I see it. This anime is crazy. But like, I suggest watching it. You know, it is censored, but there is uncensored shit. But like, if you watch it, I don't know what to tell you, dude. It's a dark fantasy type isekai, and my man gets fucked up and fucked over in the first world and abused sexually, emotionally, and mentally, and then now he goes back in time, goes through the same shit again, and now he gets his revenge. Like, it's crazy. It's a crazy ass anime. I think you should watch it. You know, and if you don't like it, then you know you don't like it. You know, just watch it. Watch like the first episode. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You know. But that's it for Redo of Healer. I think this anime is crazy. And I actually spoiled myself because I haven't caught up on it, and I just saw some spoilers and shit. But it's whatever. I'm about to go watch that shit. But that's a redo of Healer. If you want to watch it, I suggest downloading High Dive and getting an account, getting the subscription and membership, and just get the year one, dude. Just get the year thing. Don't worry about it for a year. Go on High Dive, watch Redo of Healer and a bunch of animes, you know. But I'm gonna see y'all in the next one. You know, I appreciate everybody for tuning into the episode. You know, we coming down from the universe. You know, we landing. And if you're listening on Anchor, make sure you hit those applause. You know, don't forget to hit the applause, man. If I say anything that you find good, or if I say something, you know, just hit the applause. Or on the other podcast sites, leave a like or whatever you do. And I appreciate everybody, you know, who tunes into the episodes, as always. So, yeah. I'll be back soon. I have a lot of animes to discuss about, and a lot of what is episodes coming out. But I'm excited, and hopefully I just keep doing it. But anyways, go watch the shit. Go watch this anime. It's pretty dope. It's pretty fucked up. It's pretty dark. And it's good, I guess. Go check that shit out for yourself. I'm just rambling at this point. No, I just miss doing the podcast. I really do. So, I'll see you on the next episode. Peace out.